Hello.
Hi, this is Jamie calling from Roadside Assistance. Is this Ms. Hall?
Yes.
Hi, so I'm dispatching this tow for you. I just need to get some information from you.
Okay.
What is your policy number?
It's 4409002457719.
Okay. Have you ever called and used Roadside before?
No.
Okay, let me repeat it back to you. I have 4409002457719.
Yes.
Okay, it's not pulling up any results. Let me see if I can. Is this the phone number I called you on? Is that the number that would be registered to the policy?
Yeah.
Who do you have your roadside plan with?
Kai, K-A-I.
And you're calling about the charger?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not pulling anything up with your policy number, phone number, or your VIN number. Do you have a producer code and a plan?
Huh?
Do you have a producer code and a plan?
A producer code?
Yeah, it would say a producer code. It'd be like 4 or 5 numbers, and then a plan will usually be a letter.
No, not on my card. No, I don't see nothing like that. Let me see this. No, would it be on a separate
card? A lot of times you have to get that from your plan provider. If it's not pulling up any results, the only thing I'd be able to offer you would be an out-of-pocket expense, and you can submit the receipts in for reimbursement consideration.
Okay.
Or you can speak with your plan provider to see why you're not covered or if they have some different information.
Okay. Now, when I first got this, when I got the insurance and then I got the roadside, do I have to always like when I renew the policy, do I always have to renew the roadside, or do the roadside automatically come with the plan?
I'm not really sure. We're a third party that does dispatching.
Uh-huh.
You would really just have to speak with your plan provider to see how that works.
Okay. How much is the tow? How much is the out-of-pocket tow from where I'm at to the distance that I'm going?
I would just have to get you a quote from somebody in your area. They usually charge about $75 to hook the car, and then $5 or more per mile.
Okay. Well, yeah, can you just check around and see who's in my area and see?
Yeah, I can get you. Yeah, just a second. What's your home address?
1634. I'm not going to my home address, though. I'm taking it to my mechanic's house.
Yeah, I just need to put your home address in the system.
Oh, you need my home address? Oh, okay. 1634 Pebblewood Drive.
What's the city, state, and zip code?
It's Sycamore, Illinois, 60178.
Okay, what is the date that you purchased your vehicle?
The date, I don't know the actual date. I just know it was May of 2019.
And the place of purchase. What the dealership's name?
No, they need all that.
Yeah, I don't know why it's making me put it in before I can continue.
No, K&B Motors.
Is it an all-wheel or two-wheel drive?
You know what? I'm not sure. I think it's only, it might just be two. It's not four. It's probably just two.
And will it shift into neutral?
Yeah.
And will you be there with the vehicle and have the keys?
Yeah.
And are you going to need to ride with the provider to the destination?
Am I going to need who?
Are you going to need to ride with the provider to the destination?
No.
Okay, what's the address where the car is at?
Hold on.
It has, is it on Plank Road?
Yeah, because I was going to say, I don't know the actual address. It's on Plank Road. It's in a parking lot at St. Paul's United Church.
Okay.
I can't see the address on that building, though.
All right, I see it.
Okay.
All right, and where do you want to have it towed to?
1273 Black Hawk Drive. And And that's in Elgin, Illinois. 60120.
Okay, so it's a 12-mile tow. I can go ahead and release you from the line, and I will get you a quote, and I'll give you a call back and let you know what it'll be before I dispatch it.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you shortly. You have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.